Old-fashioned hoofing, breakdancing, the Brazilian martial art form known as capoeira, and traditional Haitian dancing. A dancer named Tamungo and his company do it all, backed up by world music ensemble and giant video images. John Kalish reports on New York City's rising 37-year-old tap dancer.
His full name is Urban von Cassell Stanislas, but he goes by Tamungo, the nickname he was given as a boy in his native French Guiana. As a kid, Tamungo moved to Paris to live with his dad, but he ended up being adopted by a French baron. When he was 21 years old, the baron changed his life when he introduced him to an American-born tap dancing teacher.
After the first class, I went back home, and I was not the same. It was no doubt that I was taken by those feet, by the sound of it, by the whole knowledge of it. Some people get hit by something and they go to another state because the rhythm is strong and because they're very sensitive and their body resonate. It's a meditation when you're so much into it and you transcend. And then from that you really shine and you it's not about you anymore.
Tamungo says that whenever he performs, he goes into a trance of sorts. He says that he's following in the tradition of many generations of medicine people in his family that practiced the Yoruban religion. He claims that at the age of 7, he was marked or possessed, and suggests that the experience has something to do with his dancing abilities. All the members of his ensemble, says Tamungo, have a spiritual connection.
We are people that are in touch with spirits. We worship the invisible. The work, it's not work, it's about a prayer. It's really about like sharing. And sharing, it only happens when we are in a spiritual place.
Tamungo says that by bringing together a myriad of styles on one stage, he's trying to show we are one people, connected by the joy of music and dance. Tamungo has been compared to a tornado as he whirls around the stage bare-chested in his boa-trimmed pants. And what audiences really notice, beyond his vision, is what one critic described as his fast and chatty feet.
He just had a style of his own, you know, right from the get-go. I mean, he's not like anybody else, really.
Jane Goldberg is the matriarch of New York's tap community. She took Tamungo under her wing when he first arrived in New York in 1988. Soon, Goldberg was bringing him to her classes at New York University to help teach.
He'll use a lot of space while he's dancing. You know, he really jettisons across the floor, and he opens up. And at the same time, he still has the sound and the timing of a tap dancer.
Tamungo is an improviser, which used to be rare in tap but is now common. Jane Goldberg says that like other young tap dancers who perform with a world music soundtrack, Tamungo is part of the new wave of tap.
My generation was sort of plagued with it being a nostalgia, you know, and bringing it back, and it was never here. But now I don't think people are thinking about it never being here. Or, you know, they know that the revival has happened, and it's just a question of how far people can take it.
I'm not just a tap dancer, you know. Even though I know the culture, I'm a part of it. But you have to take it somewhere. I take it somewhere else because I'm from somewhere else. You know, when you travel a lot and you're interested in other people's rhythm and languages, you can only be open and just mix, you know, mix the whole thing. And then at the end, you have some kind of a sound.
Tamungo's current show is heavy on breakdancing traditional Haitian dance and moves from capoeira, the Brazilian martial art. He calls it urban tap. Besides being a dynamo on the dance floor, he is quite a talent scout. In the past, he's collaborated with a stilt dancer and a gentleman who excelled at making percussion sounds with his voice. His current crew includes a cellist, a scat singer from India, and two gravity-defying breakdancers, one known as Cricket, and another who calls himself Ivan the Urban Action Figure Manriquez. There's also a video jockey Tamango first ran into at a Hare Krishna procession. The VJ and his table are on stage with the musicians and dancers. He uses eight tiny video cameras the size of a human thumb, a video switcher, and a couple of computers to mix images of the live performance with canned footage of birds flying, a tropical rainforest, and a little girl dancing in the street.
What you see is created live. Those images, they're coming from some living creature. And this person is right there. The video is about enhancing the whole live performance. We are magicians. We create moments on stage. We have to use everything that we have.
Tamango has taken his pair of 20-foot-high video screens, his world music ensemble, and his stable of dancers to Seattle. He'll be there through Sunday. In the coming months, the Urban Tap Show appears in Ann Arbor, Louisville, and Philadelphia. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.